Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major overhaul of dental profession regulation in India has just been announced, marking the end of an era for the Dental Council of India and the beginning of a new one, with the National Dental Commission taking its place. What makes this significant is that the Government of India has formally constituted the National Dental Commission, dissolving the Dental Council of India, effective 19th March 2026. The Dentists Act, 1948, has been repealed and replaced by the NDC Act, 2023, which establishes the National Dental Commission as a statutory body to regulate dental education and practice in India. This new commission replaces the Dental Council of India, which had been the regulatory body for dentistry since 1948 under the Dentists Act, 1948. The National Dental Commission mirrors the structure and intent of the National Medical Commission, which replaced the Medical Council of India in 2020 under the NMC Act, 2019. Both reforms were driven by the need for greater transparency, reduced corruption, and modernization of professional regulation. Dr. Sanjay Tiwari has been appointed as the chairperson of the NDC, with Dr. Mousmi Goswami as part-time member. The NDC has three autonomous boards, which will play a crucial role in its functioning. First, let us look at the key functions and mandate of the National Dental Commission. The NDC is tasked with framing regulations for dental education at all levels, conducting institutional rating and assessment, which will involve transparent grading of dental colleges. It will also evaluate human resource needs, assessing India's dentist-to-population ratio and planning workforce requirements. Additionally, the NDC will promote dental research, encouraging evidence-based dentistry, regulate fees in private dental colleges to prevent capitation and commercialization, and establish standards for community dental care, bringing dental health into primary care. But why does this matter? The Dental Council of India, established under the Dentists Act, 1948, faced long-standing criticism, including allegations of corruption in college approvals, lack of transparency in inspection processes, slow response to quality concerns in dental education, and conflicts of interest, with members simultaneously serving as college owners and regulators. There were also structural problems, such as no separation between regulatory, academic, and ethical functions, an outdated curriculum that didn't reflect modern dental science, and inadequate mechanisms for addressing student and patient grievances. The Medical Council of India faced identical problems, and the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Health in 2016 had recommended replacing MCI, leading to the NMC Act, 2019. The NDC follows the same template. Now, let us turn to India's dental health landscape, which presents several key challenges. There is a significant urban-rural divide, with most dentists concentrated in metros, while rural areas are severely underserved. The focus remains on treatment rather than prevention, and oral health is not integrated into primary health care, with Ayushman Bharat HWCs not routinely including dental services. Unregulated quackery is also a major concern, with unlicensed dental practitioners operating in many areas. What does this mean for India's dental health? The dentist-to-population ratio in India is approximately 1:10,000, which is lower than the WHO recommended ratio of 1:7,500. There are over 300 dental colleges in India, with more than 26,000 annual BDS seats, but despite this, around 95% of Indian adults have dental caries. Now, let us compare the National Dental Commission with the National Medical Commission. Both have similar structures and functions, with the NMC having four autonomous boards, including the UG Board, PG Board, Medical Assessment and Rating Board, and Ethics and Registration Board. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This reform is significant across multiple dimensions, including governance reform, which demonstrates the center's approach to modernizing professional regulation. It also has implications for federalism, as health is a state list subject, while professional regulation is on the concurrent list. The right to health is also supported by better dental regulation, which is a part of the broader right to healthcare under Article 21, as seen in the NLSAV Union of India case. Remember this number, the National Dental Commission has three autonomous boards, and Dr. Sanjay Tiwari is the chairperson. Note this carefully, the NDC Act, 2023, has repealed the Dentists Act, 1948, and the National Medical Commission was established in 2020 under the NMC Act, 2019. This is a favorite prelims factual question. The National Dental Commission replaces the Dental Council of India, and the NDC Act, 2023, is the relevant legislation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Dental Commission was established under the NDC Act, which replaces the Dentists Act, 1948. The NDC replaces the Dental Council of India, which was dissolved on 19th March 2026. The chairperson of the NDC is Dr. Sanjay Tiwari, and the part-time member is Dr. Mosmi Goswami. The NDC has three autonomous boards, the UG and PG Education Board, the Assessment and Rating Board, and the Ethics and Registration Board. The functions of the NDC include education regulation, institutional rating, human resource evaluation, research promotion, fee regulation, and community dental care standards. The National Medical Commission, established in 2020 under the NMC Act, 2019, replaced the Medical Council of India, which was established under the Indian Medical Council Act, 1956. The NMC has four autonomous boards, the UG Board, the PG Board, the Medical Assessment and Rating Board, and the Ethics and Registration Board. A key feature of the NMC is the proposed National Exit Test, or NEXT. India's dentist-to-population ratio is approximately 1:10,000, which is lower than the WHO recommended ratio of 1:7,500. There are over 300 dental colleges in India, with more than 26,000 annual BDS seats. Around 95% of Indian adults have dental caries. Health is a state list subject, listed as Entry 6 in List 2, while Medical and Dental Profession Regulation is on the concurrent list, listed as Entry 26 in List 3. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. In prelims, you can expect questions on the National Dental Commission, its structure, and its functions. In mains, you can expect questions on the significance of this reform, its implications for governance, and its connection to the right to health. The comparison between the National Dental Commission and the National Medical Commission is also a likely topic. So, what does this mean for your preparation? It means that you need to stay updated on the latest developments in the field of dental regulation and be prepared to answer questions on the National Dental Commission, its functions, and its significance. This reform marks a significant shift in the regulation of dental education and practice in India, and its implications will be far-reaching, affecting not just the dental profession but also the broader healthcare landscape in India.